culture history basically identifies those consistent suites of material things and then sort of maps them out. And, you know, you could take like, it's like a map of, you know, the British Empire, with all the different coloured bits demonstrating which bits were British territory and which bits were independent and which bits were French colonies and all of that kind of thing. So it's a little bit like a map of that. You can take Europe and draw lines around it and say here was the Belbeke culture and here was the Kurgan culture and here were all of these different cultures. And there's no doubt that human culture, human behaviour does work like that. So, you know, if you took the insides of my office and compared them to the insides of Freud's office, just to pull a comparison out of my hat, there'd be some similarities, but they would be incredibly different because we have access to different goods and we're living in a different time in a different kind of building. So you could say there are cultural differences between, you know, 19th and early 20th century Vienna and Adelaide in the 20th and 21st centuries. So it's those kinds of differences that the idea of culture is trying to capture.